Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Warning, warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City, Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Wimpy, the Wimpy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shot. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't censor myself or hold my tongue. I attack the issues that I don't agree with and drag them into the light. Today is November 5th. Remember the month of September. So today is a very special day. Well, I mean, not special as in happy occasion. Special as in sad, because today is the 9th anniversary of Mr. William Cooper's passing at the hands of the government. So before we get started, I would like to have a moment of silence for Bill Cooper. Alrighty.
Oh, hour of the time. I'm your host, William Cooper.
We miss you, Bill. Hope you are resting in peace, and hopefully we will finish the job you started. So sleep well, fair sweet prince. So there we go. We're going to get started today. Today we're going to be exposing the Bronfmans. And, you know, Christy did a show about this 2 years ago on the Bronfmans. And I figured, hey, you know, let's just yes, James Burns just sent rest in peace, Bill. Yes, rest in peace, Bill. You know, it's our turn now. It's our turn to pick up the ball and finish what you started. Fuck Alex Jones. You knew that before anybody knew that. We should have listened to you. We should have listened to you, Bill. So, yeah, we're gonna be talking about the Bronfmans, a very unknown. Most truthers don't even know about the Bronfmans, and neither did I. Neither did I. And again, Christy of Truth Brigade, she exposed this 2 years ago. You can actually find her videos on YouTube. And I'm actually going to get someone on here to help me out because, and hopefully this works out. bear with me as I get them on. Let's see what's going on. Yeah, I gotta, you know, now I gotta fucking scroll. Ah, there we go. And we call it. So anyways, the Truth Movement constantly tells people to fight the New World Order. They claim this group is made up of select elite that post their photos like wanted posters in the post office. Here is your target. Mainly untouchable, super rich individuals and organizations. None of us will ever get anywhere near to stumbling. Let alone stop.
Hey, Michael. Obviously, I'm hung up at the moment. Just leave your name, number, and a brief message.
Jew bag. So, okay, we got. Oh man, Okay, there's. Okay, yeah, there seems to be a problem going on. I gotta address this because it seems like we're being hacked. Apparently, they hooked up Kurt and my. Yeah, let me get Christy on. She knows her shit, and then I'll get She knows crap. So hopefully she picks up. So anyways, we're getting freaking hacked here for some reason. Yay, hack show. No, it's not a hack show. Yeah. Krusty, pick up. There you go.
Yo.
How you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm alright. I just decided to start attacking the Bronfmans because I want to get on that list that all the cool people are on.
Ah, you want to be like me, where people break in your house and, like, shoot you up with laser weapons and steal your children and give roadblocks and
all of that fun stuff? Well, actually, that's not going to happen to me because, as you know, as you may have noticed, I'm a dude.
Ah, you know, I just noticed, I think you mentioned my video a minute ago, and I just noticed, look at the date when I shot this video, November 5th, 2008. Amazing.
Wow.
Oh no, it looks like it was deleted again. Oh, well.
I saw May 5th.
Well, yeah, because they get deleted and have to be re-uploaded, but on the blog there, you'll see that the date that I went and shot that was November 5th, 2008, Penn State University in Abington, Pennsylvania, and it was actually a speech about the No Place for Hate program, which was instituted in schools. They did the pilot program there in Pennsylvania, in Abington, actually, which spread out throughout the country like wildfire, but of course, that's, you know, the ADL, the mob, the Bronfmans, who you're talking about tonight.
Yeah, so, I mean, from what I got, the Bronfmans are a very powerful, they're still a very powerful crime family.
Well, absolutely. They're behind the scenes, though, and you know, I'm really not... I could definitely recommend some much greater speakers like Moldia or my friend Zarbor, because I'm certainly not the pro, you know, on this topic. But, yeah, I know a little bit about it. In fact, I just brought him up on my show, and I guess I pissed the guest off accidentally.
Oh, really? Well, how did you piss him off?
Well, I mentioned that something about the music industry being run by the CIA slash mob.
Right.
And that's what it is. I mean, there used to be a true mob where, you know, mobsters were mobsters. And, you know, if you have to choose a mob, I would definitely choose them. But see, the military infiltrated the mob. This was called Operation Underworld. You can Google that. I forget the year. Something like... Mm-hmm. Ooh, anyways, I can't remember the year, but that's Operation Underworld. And so that's when the military became the CIA, became the mob, became the politicians, became the school, became the music industry, the, you know, everything we just talked about tonight. But,
oh, Lucky Luciano, huh?
Absolutely. Luciano, Meyer Lansky, in fact, the Bronfman gang or the Purple gang, the bootleggers, I mean, were taught, of course, and then you got to look at who makes the movies or who runs Hollywood. But I hate to break it to you, they were not Italian. In fact, they're Eastern European, most predominantly Russian communists who claim to be Jews.
Ah. But
and that's
not,
where the confusion comes in with the, oh, the Jews did it, or the Jews this, the Jews that. For, they're not even Jews to begin with, so I would suggest, you know, that's kind of misleading, or more than misleading.
Why do a lot of these bad guys always claim that they're Jews?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Why do all these bad guys claim that they're Jews?
Well, all bad guys, I'm sure they don't say that, but Rockefeller, Rothschild, Bronfmans, I mean, I don't know, that's their personal business, Annenberg, I mean, I don't know why they do that, and I really don't know where the Jew-hating sentiment comes from. I mean, we need to call it like it is. There's a Greek mafia, there's an Italian mafia, there's a Mexican mafia, there's a Jewish mafia. And they just happen to be part of that segment, of course, linked with the bankers. Banksters.
Yes.
So.
Yes. All right, well, in that case, I'm starting the Puerto Rican mafia. Please have your applications. Line up and have your applications ready. We will be checking for circumcisions. All right, anyways, basically, I mean, look, I was doing a like a little research here, and basically, this is what I got. In fact, most of it comes from Lyndon LaRouche in his book Dope Inc.
Oh yeah, excellent book. Uh huh.
The Bronfman family is best known through its ownership of Seagram, the biggest liquor company in North America. The family's holdings stretch from whiskey, banking, mining, real estate, and although somewhat less publicized, narcotics.
Mm-hmm.
So the so you think the Bronfmans are involved with the CIA trafficking of cocaine?
cocaine, children, heroin, weapons.
Yeah,
of course, that's no surprise. I mean, yeah, and, you know, of course, they set up all their little fronts, like the ADL, which is just a front for the Bronfman crime family.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm glad you're looking into this, because, you know, we always hear these big names that we can't touch, Rothschild, Rockefeller, etc., but the Bronfmans are right here all around us, Edgar Bronfman Sr., Jr., I mean, you know, of course, they were set up by the Rothschilds in Canada. Canada had prohibition at the time. I don't remember the date, but somewhere around the turn of the century. And so the name Bronfman means bootlegger. So that's literally what they were set up you know, to get involved with. And then, of course, when they reneged prohibition in Canada, it was miraculously, I'm sure coincidentally, the same time that they started prohibition here. But they were already set up on the border in Toronto. And, you know, so that's how they were able to gain such a foothold on the liquor industry. And, you know, it's really interesting when you look at it. I mean, pretty much every politician is, if not the mob themselves, married to the mob. And, you know, I mean, John McCain, for instance, Hensley, his wife, Marty Hensley, you know, so they're all like cousins or, you know, all part of the family.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
ADL, for instance, can you name one politician that doesn't have somebody in the ADL that's working in their office?
Yeah, no. In some of my other research, it showed that McCain is actually married to one of them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Marty Hensley is her daddy's name.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Am I getting that screwed up with basketball? Yeah.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, I have a house guest, and I have a lot going on here right now.
God damn you, Moose! God damn you, Moose!
What? It's not Moose's fault that I'm backwards.
It is his fault. Because
giving
Moose,
you misinformation.
Because Moose is fucking backwards, and his you know, his gayness is fucking, what's that called? Contagious.
Yes.
Tie the Moose. No, I'm just kidding. So,
Moose loves you too.
Yeah, fuck Moose.
but it's Moose is not my house guest, so I will tell him later though.
Oh, okay.
Just in case you're wondering. So you're yelling at the wrong person.
God damn you, Chris Geo.
That's a good one. Anyways,
I'm a bad man. So yeah, okay. What else should we know? I mean, how are they hurting us today?
Okay, it's this simple. Here's the No Place for Hate program. I'm going to post a blog, you know, I put up a couple years ago. Right here in the text chat. But the No Place for Hate program, I mean, hello. First of all, the ADL is the freaking mob, okay? And they are training our law enforcement, the terrorists training law enforcement. They're training our law enforcement that we're terrorists, okay? I mean, not only that, they're training our children in the school programs, you know, oh, what hate is. But who's doing all the hating? Who's putting people on the hit list or ostracizing, et cetera, excommunicating, demonizing certain people?
So,
the ADL,
yeah.
I mean, when they first got together, the Bronfmans wanted to put together a fundraiser. They were raising funds for the victims of the Holocaust, okay? They raised over $6 billion,
damn.
Okay? And look at Barry Chamish, Barry, Chamish. He's a writer from Israel. He's, you know, spends a lot of time in here in Canada. But you can get all the stats on that. But it was over $6 billion. Do you know how much Holocaust survivors got out of that $6 billion?
About $100 each.
Oh, about a donut. Nothing. So they used all that to start the World Jewish Congress, the World Zionist, you know, and then, of course, pushing the hate crimes legislations, which they actually, people think they're new, but they were introduced, I think, in like 82 or something. It was quite a while back. I'm sorry I don't remember the dates. I had no idea you were going to call me and ask me to talk about this after my show. I'm even, by the way, a nut butter.
Well, we're going to move on. Yeah.
Yeah, so how are they hurting us? Okay, hello, GE. Hello, Weather Chat. I mean, can you name one industry that's not controlled by the mob?
Crackshot Radio Industries.
Okay.
Yes. So it does sound kinky,
no, I mean,
it?
Really. I mean, and who are they putting into power? Look at MCA, Reagan, and the mob. And, you know, of course, I mean, they're behind both sides. But now they own all of the corporations. Okay, Vivendi, DuPont, GE, Universal, NBC, MGM. Actually, I just read, I think it was yesterday, I sent you the article, or maybe the day before, MGM just filing for bankruptcy so they can just transfer it over into another name. What about Laidlaw, Waste, Greyhound? They even changed the school bus lines when everyone found out that they were mob, and they changed it to a name something like Families First.
Wow.
But that's all mob. I mean, they have their hands in everything. Every single city council, every single chamber of commerce. I mean, look at Arlen Specter, for instance. We just brought him up on the show a minute ago.
Yeah.
I mean, who's funding both sides of the candidates there? In fact, I got in trouble when I was working in Philly. I'm helping a third-party candidate, and I actually got calls from him who was funding both the Democrat incumbent and the Republican, what was her name? She was another Russian mobster. I got videos up there because I got her on video stealing. We caught her, flat, cold, busted. Marina Katz, that's her name, K-A-T-Z.
Oh.
Marina Katz and Allison Schwartz. I mentioned before, single bullet theory, Arlen Specter, 9/11 commission, Arlen Specter, Walter Annenberg and the Annenberg Foundation that hosts what? Owns the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia when they're doing everything to destroy the Constitution. So, I mean, what do we have to worry about? It's the same thing. Someone asked in the text chat, isn't Southern Poverty Law Center the same kind of place? Well, absolutely it is. I don't know of any of the Bronfmans per se that are in the SPLC, but I got to be honest with you, this is not my forte, and it's not something that I study each day, so perhaps. But yeah.
I want to take a quick side thing because I see someone with the name They Live, and I've been hearing a lot of people, especially in the ITS chat, just praise the movie They Live. And Christy, as you know...
Oh, gosh, here we go again.
We were able to interview the movie... interview the writer, the guy that actually wrote the short story and was a writer for the movie They Live, on the show. And guess what? He isn't anything you would think he is. In fact, take a listen to this.
Oh, wow.
Fuck me. All right, I gotta fucking convert it to wave. So continue, Christy.
Yeah, no, play it. I'd love to hear that. And, you know, I guess I can kind of talk and fill in while you're working on that. But,
yeah.
Oh, my, what was his name again?
Fuck. I try to purge that. You know, seriously, you know, it's not often.
Ray Nelson. That's what it is. Ray Nelson.
Ray Faraday Nelson, yes.
Yes.
And it's
okay.
It's not often that someone can shut me the fuck up.
That was the first time you were ever silenced, Louis. That was the very first. Well, actually, I think when you called into my show, maybe there was a moment of silence.
But
really, you were still trying to come up. I mean, you still had comebacks, but you were absolutely silenced with this guy. And I just have to say, I have a hard time, after talking with him and asking him about the movie and the book, I have a hard time believing that the person who was on your show, who claimed to be Raymond Faraday Nelson, actually did write that movie. I just have a real hard time believing that.
I mean,
That could have been a ghostwriter, or he could have been just a total tool and a total shill. And, oh, no, I wasn't getting at anything. I was just a Democrat or a liberal, and I was just really mad at Republicans. I mean, that's literally what he said. That's what he wanted us to believe the movie was about.
Yeah. I mean, here, check this out. I got it now.
There's one thing. If I had the dictatorial power, I would just repeal all the laws against pornography. Every single one.
It's not you. You get porn, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I like porn. I've done some porn. And some really hot stuff, man.
Wow. Well, why are we talking about the important stuff? Let's talk about the important stuff.
Oh, man. So, what else can we get into?
There's a rare collector's item book of mine that's porn. And I've seen it quoted at $500, and it's a paperback. And it's called How to Fuck Like the Stars.
Wow. I think I wrote that book.
So, actually, pushing in the chat room, every single porn should be legalized? No, really bad, dude.
Porn should be legalized, right.
Including child porn?
Sure.
Holy!
Nobody ever got pregnant from a picture.
Oh.
What about child pornography?
Well, I don't think that anything happens to somebody when they look at a picture.
Yeah, let me add him.
It's not necessarily harming even the kid.
Of course not. Well, yeah, they like to pose for fucking faggots.
You know, the guy who wrote Alice in Wonderland had a thing. He took hundreds of pictures of nude Moppet. And he's still a favorite amongst the younger generation.
How do they get the picture in the first place, though? I mean, isn't that harmful to the child?
I don't think so.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I think I might ask you to join me in that prayer now.
Yes.
I don't want to get you guys tossed off the air.
Yeah.
You told me I could speak freely.
Right. Yeah. I don't regret it not one bit. I really don't. There's no sarcasm. No sarcasm.
You'll keep your chin up all the way to the grave, which may not be too far away.
Wow. Is that a threat?
Yeah, I was like, holy shit balls, Batman.
Dude, let me tell you, I frickin' took a shower immediately after talking to that guy. I'm sitting here now listening to that clip. I haven't heard it for a long time. It was probably like a year and a half ago or something, Louis. And, you know, he said that, oh, yeah, all porn, even kiddie porn, oh, yeah. And I'm like, you know, I was filling up your text chat. Oh, my God, all kiddie porn, ask him this. And you were doing so good trying to get my questions. But, yeah, this guy, I don't know what he was doing or what he was promoting, what kind of game he was playing. But, I mean, the interview, it got even worse than that. It was pretty, I mean, you really don't get much worse than kiddie porn, but, I mean, worse in the effect that it drug on. It continued even longer as he was trying to justify his positions. And then I brought up a couple points, and then he tried to backtrack a little. But at the same time, oh, well, it's okay. I mean, hey, you told me we can speak freely, right?
Yeah, no. I was just hoping by that point he was by kitty porn he meant meow meow, not not young children.
Rawr.
Meow meow.
Oh goodness.
Oh snap. Someone just sent me this. I'm not gonna mention them by name. Sure, that wasn't Gio you were interviewing. Oh.
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 Ego who?
What?
Exactly.
So, yeah, back to the Bronfmans. this just then, the Bronfmans took over the Young Men's Christian Association.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Can you repeat?
Apparently, the Bronfman Center for Jewish Life is now sponsoring the Young Men's Christian Association.
Yeah, they're sponsoring everything. I mean, they're, like I said, they have their tentacles in everything. And even all the companies that have acquisitioned and mergered. And, I mean, you can hear Edgar Bronfman Jr. on Charlie Rose bragging about the $500 million dollars a day that they're making just on DuPont stock alone.
So wait
and,
a minute.
Okay, so then you get further into DuPont. Let me get back to the Prohibition. I never finished that story. I guess I went off on a tangent. But, okay, so after Canada Prohibition, there was Prohibition in America. And then what happened right after that? Marijuana. So that,
yes.
You know, that's how they really got their foothold in the drug trade. And, you know, not that I'm calling marijuana a drug, but... yeah, so DuPont, of course, the plastics industry with hemp and marijuana and such being legal, you know, that would have put that would have killed over 80% of their business in plastics because everything.
Yeah, we're going to be right back. This is the question. Sorry.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, we'll be right back with Christy Aphrodite after these messages. I like beer.
Whether you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
Put down that Dr. Pepper. You're listening to Irritate the State Radio Network. This is Alternative of the Alternative Radio. Do you want to irritate the state? Then unplug yourself from that long matrix parade, leading to disease and medication by staying healthy. The natural herbal extracts, super green foods, and essential oils move you to a healthier body that is strong and resistant to diseases. With good health comes higher energy and clearer thinking, thus becoming a threat to the new world order. Choose to stay healthy and refuse to take their soft kill weapons. Go to theherbprof.com to get your hands on these great products and launch a herbal revolution in your life. Again, that's theherbprof.com and start living the natural path. That's theherbprof.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Do you like to smoke but hate the health effects? Well, now there's an alternative. Introducing the ProVape 1. The ProVape 1 is proudly made in the USA and features a larger battery than traditional electronic cigarettes. More battery means more vapor and longer smoking enjoyment, with 8 to 10 hours of use on a single charge. The ProVape 1 brings out more flavor out of the smoking juice. Get your ProVape 1 today at tinyurl.com/provape. Starter kit costs $125. That's tinyurl.com/provape. That's tinyurl.com/provape. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on ImitateTheStateRadio.net. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Yeah, we actually, I want to give a big shout out to the War on You forums. Actually, Raven specifically sent me some stuff, you know, about the Bronfmans. I can't even pronounce the name correctly.
The Bronfmans. All you need to know is ADL, pretty much.
Pretty much. Yeah, in fact, they sent me some stuff on, since today is the 9th anniversary of Bill Cooper's assassination. In fact, Hausler, if you're listening, just fucking call. You know, he's like, I don't think I could curse enough to keep Louis's interests. I'm like, just fucking call. I'll do enough cursing for the both of us. How's that? God. Either they don't want to listen because I cuss, or they don't want to call because I cause they don't cuss. I mean, come on. It's like, don't worry.
You know what? It's fun to come on your show because I get to cuss once in a while. And, you know, it's Friday night, and sometimes it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you wanna go to the bathroom, you know, draw yourself a bath, get yourself, you know, nice and bubbly, you know, and relaxed, and you just want to throw in a cunt.
Okay.
Hey, that's how I take a shower. I just start cussing for no reason.
Okay, so I think we left off on hemp.
Yeah, in fact, this is...
Because it would have put DuPont and all of these guys out of business. And, you know, when they're making over $500 million a day, you know, they have a lot at stake here in the war on drugs.
Get the fuck
war
out of
here. On terrorism and the war on family. I mean, that's just what they've done, but where was I going to go with hemp? I mean, of course, the first car, you know, Henry Ford and the hemp car, check this out. And I don't know, going on oil, but I mean, Bronfman's, it's all tied in together. But he says there's enough alcohol in 1 year's yield, 1 year's yield of an acre of potatoes to drive the machinery necessary to cultivate the fields for 100 years. Okay, so we're talking Henry Ford, you know, cars made out of hemp, fueled off of water, potatoes, you know, all of these things we're not supposed to know about, but yet, meanwhile, we're giving them all our money. I don't even understand how, with origins like this, that we've given them so much control and that these people have stayed relatively silent.
Right. I mean, this just in, and of course, this is some people are going to be like, yeah, whatever, but, it seems like Alex Jones is linked to Zionist Jew Bronfman, or, well, they're not really Jews, but...
Ah, well, one thing I do know is that his lawyer that he uses to sue everyone is a lawyer for the ADL. And I don't remember his name, but I might be able to get that if I text someone right now. It's been a while since I talked about this. They share the same lawyer.
Oh, let me read this quick article here then. Mm-hmm. The controversy of Alex Bullhorn Jones being an alleged Zionist shill has now expanded to his apparent Zionist Jew connections on his 1. Personal staff, 2. Website advertisers, 3. Linked to Time Warner president Edgar Bronfman Jr.
Yeah.
Jones' seeming allegiance to Zionism, which explains why he virtually never targets Zionist Jews or the racist Zionist rogue state of Israel when engaging in his notorious rants and attacks, may well stem from a Protestant Zionist belief system and the widely circulated reports that his wife is a Jew, which make his 2 children Jewish under Talmudic law and eligible for Israeli law of return. In that Jones' wife is of Jewish heritage, both she and the children would be automatic dual citizens. Alex would not qualify. The additional information on Jones, which this site is now providing, which, again, this is from the War on You forums, so you guys can check that out. The additional information of Jones, which the state is now providing, Alex Jones' Zionist connections, prompting his reticence to expose reticence? What?
Reticence.
Okay, what is that?
Reticence.
Yes.
When you kind of hold back, you're a little bit shy, reticent.
Like how I was. Yes.
Your natural reticence with what's that guy's name again? Faraday Nelson. There you go. Right.
Yeah, that yes. Dude. Seriously, he shut me the fuck up. I was like, you don't fuck with babies. I might be a mean badass in real life, but you know, I'm all about saving the babies.
Okay, but check this out. Remember when I finally got on the phone and the other questions I was asking him and he didn't want to mention who funded him? They had to remain nameless, but they were bigwigs.
Yeah.
And, well, let's not forget, hello, I worked there. Okay, Stu Siegel Productions, Mob, they have all the contracts on Camp Pendleton. They're murdering guys and running drugs. Duncan Hunter, I mean, it's a total mess. We've done those shows.
Damn you, Duncan, for not finishing the job. I'm so
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, get totally into that. But, you know, that Raymond Faraday Nelson guy was extremely shady because I brought these people up and he would not say anything. And he, in fact, denied the Mob involvement. I think he was playing a Republican-Democrat game or wanted us to play. He wanted to steer us that way.
Yeah.
But I called him out. It's the Mob. Come on. Everyone knows the Mob owns Hollywood. Where'd you get your funding from?
I know
a couple politicians.
I know you and Dr. Kimberly both wanted to tear him apart.
Yeah, well, I handled him with a smile. I do have this talent of being able to say fuck you with a smile. So
yeah, but the only problem is people think you're flirting with him when you say it with a smile.
I'm coming to realize this. So maybe I'm going to have to get a little more firm in my hell no's and fuck you's and such. But
yeah, here's a clue. Don't giggle seductively while you're doing that. There you go, like that.
Like that. All right.
You know, you just look at him like, hey man, fuck you. You don't just go
get to that eventually, but you know it takes me a while.
Yeah, well, you know, you really gotta like increase the speed of your uptake here, sweetheart.
Yeah, but even when you're angry, it's still funny, so I still laugh when I'm, you know, like mad at whoever.
Is it funny when I'm pissed off?
Well, yeah, I laugh at you, Louie. I mean, come on. I even laugh when I'm railing on you. It's just because it's funny. And yes, you're funny. Absolutely.
You really gotta stop laughing at me when I'm freaking on a fucking stage.
I know you want everyone to be scared of you and oh my gosh.
They will be
angry, everybody bow down. But no, I laugh, it's little kid games.
Damn you. Anyways, back to this article before she fucking Oof.
Yeah.
Anyways, and to add insult to industry, to add insult to industry where we build cars and shit, no, to add insult to injury, Jones recently interviewed a Zionist Jew professor, a Dr. Jonathan Levy, who railed in typical Jewish fashion against the Catholic Church as being part of the New World Order, yet not a word from Jones and his Jewish guests about Zionist Jewry? Being the real driving force behind the New World Order. Well, I mean, I'm going to take the stance of Bill Cooper since today is Bill Cooper's day. It's the Zionists, the fake Jews.
Well, yeah, and that's, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's not even all that either. There's so much more going on. Everyone wants to blame someone. But, I mean, when it comes to blaming the Jews, it's certainly not the Jews. That's just ridiculous. It's not one group of people, and even the ones that are in charge aren't even Jews to begin with. And they're obviously not even helping them. They're trying to destroy them. I mean, that's why so many people are moving out of Israel. Okay, they're certainly not on the side of Israel. I mean, even though it appears that way, but yeah, it's certainly not for the Jewish people. We actually had a couple people from Israel on our show to talk, or a few people. Yeah, I forgot, Barry and Olivia and Alan and what was really going on there, but it's certainly not the Jewish people. So I actually hate it when I hear people say, it's the Jews, because it's like, are you retarded, dude? Seriously, come on. I mean, you know, there's lots of tentacles. You know, it's a huge octopus with, you know, several tentacles. And, you know, not any one group of anything. It's not just the CFR. It's not just the United Nations. It's not just the Jesuits or the Vatican. It's not just the CIA. They're all working together.
Oh, goodness. This just in again. And I'm hoping this is not true, but, you know, if this is true, me coming out and saying this is just going to be another huge-ass 3 to 5 year fight for me. Possibly even longer because I'm not there. Like I'm here for Luke. And I'm not here for Luke, you know, for moral support. I'm here for Luke to throw his ass in jail. But it seems like the Bronfmans fund We Are Change Vancouver.
Oh, come on. Well, hey, it wouldn't surprise me because they're mainly based in Canada, but what do you have proving that?
Okay, I have someone about to send me the link to the article, but yeah. if that's true, oh crap. You know the shitstorm I'm going to get into for this?
Well, you know, just to let you know, you know, let me remind you, they train our local police that we are terrorists. So, you know, Louis, I mean, I remember when we first met, you're like, oh, yeah, right, sure, police are burning people with laser weapons and showing up at your door. And, of course, the videos are there so anyone can see them. But they, before you fight with the ADL or the Bronfmans, just be prepared, because you think your life is hard right now with little Lukey boy, or little Jim Stack, or, you know, these little guys. They're just deflectors. But, I mean, they need to be exposed, but you just, you know, I would just suggest watch your back. I mean, let me tell you, I'll just say it here, because they already know. I was helping some people in other cities. I don't need to get too specific, but basically get out the information, expose certain politicians that were the ADL or working for these people. And so we did huge flyer campaigns, door-to-door campaigns, mailed them from other states, multiple different post offices, etc. Now, when this idea first came about, how we could all do it and without getting caught, my mail that I was to receive, the mailing labels disappeared, the mail and the check disappeared. I didn't know how many packages I was supposed to receive. I just knew I was supposed to receive packages. So it took me a couple weeks later to figure out that I had missed those two and called them up and said, okay, well, everything's done, but I need this, and I didn't get the money, and where's that, and oh, let me send it to you. They sent it to me 3 times, never got here. So we ended up having to find another way to do that. But on the third one came after the elections, like 3 weeks had gone by. And this whole thing started 2 months before the elections. Now, the friend in the state, in the precinct house, was unlawfully entered and raided, specifically looking for information to that. Now, these are the ADL politicians, and I'll tell you where they are. They're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, specifically at, Abington and Philly. And this would tie back to Arlen Specter again and Allison Schwartz, who's also on the ADL. it's just really amazing. So they figured out, you know, that led to an investigation. Well, how did this stuff come from Missouri? And how did you do that? So they had their hands in the mail from even before we got it done, and then people being harassed nonstop literally ever since and brought up in lawsuits and certain children missing and all of these things. So I firmly believe that the ADL, I got calls on my cell phone from these people. Hardly anyone knows my cell phone number. I'm not a cell phone junkie. I don't like the radiation. I don't want to give my cell phone number to people because I just don't want to be bothered by anyone, you know? I like my own Keith. Personal time. But we got calls by these politicians, threatening us, following us around, and, you know, and of course following me back here, because that was just last year, November, and my children were taken. Well, yeah, 1 year ago.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, I didn't go tell everyone, hi, we're doing this, we're going to get rid of these politicians, and this is how we're going to do it. I mean, we did radio ads. I mean, we went, and it was totally secret. Nobody knew about it except the ADL and the FBI. So, well, and the Postal Service and, you know, everyone else involved that they chose to, you know, throw my way, our way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, why does the ADL fight so hard? I mean, what are they afraid of?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not an expert on any of this. I'm only telling you my experiences and the little I know. So I'm sure, you know, there could be many reasons. But if you look, I mean, they own everything. Let's look at just liquor, for instance. Okay, they're in 41 different countries. They distribute more than 226 different brands of liquor, more than 180 brands of wine and champagne, etc., 48 different brands of beer. You know, why the sexy beer commercials? Why? I mean, all of this, yet at the same time, what? I'm sorry, I'm being interrupted. My Uh-oh. Goodness, that's rude. I'm sorry. Anyway, so of course they're in politics. Okay, like I said, name one single politician. They're in Hollywood. They're in the music industry, the drug industry, the pharmaceutical industry. I mean,
illegal,
what are they afraid
the illegal,
of? They
the
want to control you. They,
yeah.
they own everything. So
yeah, I mean, I also read that Edgar Bronfman Jr. was the president of the Jewish Congress.
Well, yeah, he's the president of the World Jewish Congress. They're in the World Zionist Organization, and this was something we brought up in the show last week. Everyone wants to talk, oh, Nazis, oh, it's crazy white people, or it's people from Germany. It's like bull freaking garbage. Now, let me tell you, Nazi, hello, they were originally the National Socialist Workers' Party, okay, just, you know, like the little communist organizations they have going on. It was in 1923 when they merged with the World Zionist Organization. That's where the Z came from. It used to be NAS, then it was NAZI. That's the Zionists.
Yeah. Ziggy just says she's a Nazi, so.
Who, me?
No, Ziggy. She's calling, she's calling herself a Nazi with her brand spanking new apartment she just moved into.
Okay. All right. She's a Nazi. Okay. What does that mean to her?
I guess it means getting a new house. I guess. I don't know. Shit.
Okay. All right. So you just like sign up on some club or something. Hi, can I be a Nazi? And then you get a new house. Does it work like that?
Probably.
Wow.
Probably. Raven in the War on You forum says, Louie, and let this thing freaking... Oh, oops. Okay, this just in. Just got the article here. Okay, this is from the Information Underground. Jason Berman. Berman? Does Jason Burmis. Jason Burmis. Where does it say? Burmese is Puerto Rican too? You know, goddamn you. No wonder they think I'm a goddamn Zionist. ShabbatPuertoRico.com. You know? Okay, what does this say?
Well, yeah, I want to get back to you were mentioning Alex Jones and Luke Rudeau. I mean, we know about Alex Jones and his Bronfman connections. That's the lawyer that he sicks on everyone. But what about Luke? I mean, what do you have going on there?
I really don't want to talk about Luke until I got some new information. I mean, they're already
okay.
Put out,
all right, yeah, I thought that somebody gave you a link or something.
No, it's not about Luke.
We are Change. I'm sorry.
We are Change Vancouver. Toronto. Oh no, it's We Are Change Toronto.
Yeah, well, that's where they're from. Okay, yeah. We Are Change Toronto.
Apparently, there's an article out there about them supporting the the Bronfmans. Okay, Corey is a Jew. Because people do not sport earlugs and yarmulkes doesn't mean they aren't Jews. Alright. Young Men's Hebrew Association is funded by the Bronfman family. Well, yeah. The Young Men's Hebrew Association on 92nd Street is funded by the Bronfman families. So yeah, that you know, you could go on the 92nd Street Y.org and see that. 92Y, I guess, .org.
92Y.org?
Yeah, that's it. 92Y. Yep, that's it. You could see that it's funded by the Bronfmans.
92Y.org.
Yes, it stands for 92nd Street Y. It's on 92nd Street in Manhattan.
Oh, okay. I'm checking it out right now. Now, what do I look up here?
Hold on. Let me try to find it because it's where is it?
So you're saying that We Are Change Toronto is funded by
A. Bronfman.
Okay.
Probably one of the Bronfman, younger Bronfman generation is a 9/11 truther. That would be
Vanessa,
sick.
Hannah, Aaron, Bettina, Eric, Clarissa, Holly, Matthew, Adam, Ellen, Bessie, Jean. Do we know who?
Oh, Bessie. They have a Bessie? Really? Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, if you name your daughter Bessie, you obviously hate women. And you hate your daughter. Gertrude and Bessie are out.
And I forget, I think it was it Samuel Bronfman, or one of them was the Prime Minister of Canada.
L. Bronfman. That's it. I'm tired of these motherfucking goyim on this motherfucking plane. No.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And apparently Louis Sucks is back again. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Your biggest fan. That's great.
Yeah, I like heaven. So, they are dead, Louie Noise, just call in. I'm just looking for it on the about page before the show ends. We got like 2 minutes left to the show.
Okay, so I got that lawyer's name, and by the way, you can go to seektress.info, that's seektress, T-R-E-S-S, .info, and get all this information. And it's, you know, it's about Alex Jones, but the lawyer he uses is Elizabeth Schurig or something like that, S-H-U-R-I-G or something like that. So go to seektress.info. Info to find that. Let me post that link in the text chat here. Oh, I'm sorry, .com. I'm an idiot. Okay, here we go. Seektress.com. Or maybe they do have .info as well.
Anyways, let's thank everyone for listening. Again, big shout out to the War on You forum. Too bad you guys didn't call in. I dared you to call in. Let's thank everyone for listening. iTunes, Zoom, Zencast. And, rest in peace, Bill Cooper. And, and do your own research.
Yeah, and do what Louis says and call him so he doesn't have to call me last minute on a Friday night, man. I've got a life.
Yeah, right. What are you doing, really?
You know I was listening to you. I know. I really don't have a life.
Exactly. Just, it's either... I mean, what? You're going on how many dates?
So, that's my choice.
Yeah, okay. The moment they find out that you won't sleep with their girlfriends, the moment they're out.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.